Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure and sometimes cancel tax debt, and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 25th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Construction for F-14 pavement resurfacing project beginning in Atascadero. Hazmat crews in Paso Robles clean apartment with 40 dead cats found inside. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Atascadero Public Works announced the F-14 pavement resurfacing project will begin Monday, October 28th. Affected roadways in the city will be Capistrano Avenue from Highway 41 to Lewis Avenue, Del Rio Road from Potrero Road to San Anselmo Road, and San Andreas Avenue from San Marcos Road to Highway 41. Expect minor traffic delays and lane shifts with work limited to outside of school drop-off and pickup times. Country Club Drive's work from Capistrano Avenue to the end is estimated to start in mid-November. Public Works estimates the entire project will be completed in December of this year. Hazmat crews were seen cleaning out an apartment unit earlier this week at 1040 Chestnut Street in Paso Robles. The crews were cleaning a unit that was found to have 40 dead cats and 6 live cats inside it in August this year. The County Animal Services Agency is investigating this incident. As it is ongoing, no further details from officials are available at this time. A post-seizure notification has been posted to the building, which names Lori Bryant in an alleged violation of Penal Code 597B. Crimes against animals. Car show and barbecue fundraiser at Estrella Warbirds Museum this weekend. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 710.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. This Saturday, October 26th, will be a car show and barbecue fundraiser at the Astrea Warbirds Museum, hosted by 805 Community Car Centers. This free event includes music, a bounce house, and a silent auction. For $15, you can treat yourself to a tri-tip lunch, and for $45, you can register your car for entry into the show. All donations at the event will go to rebuilding the Paso Robles Auto Wrecking Yard. The event starts tomorrow, October 26th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Paso Robles Senior Center's 20th Annual Crafts Fair will take place this Saturday, October 26th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On display will be handcrafted jewelry, art, quilts, home goods, baked goods, and holiday creations. This event is free to attend at 270 Scott Street. Any who wear a Halloween costume will enter into a raffle for prizes as well. The City of Atascadero and Charles Paddock Zoo will be hosting the annual Zoo Boo tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 8:30 p.m. This spooktacular evening features Halloween-themed decorations throughout the zoo, carnival games, activities, a haunted maze, tricks, treats, and more. Two costume contests will be held each night, one for children and one for families. Admission to the zoo is $16 per regular attendee, $15 per zoo member, and ages 2 and under are free. The Charles Paddock Zoo recommends bringing a reusable trick or treat bag. The Paso High Theater Company, Paso Robles Lions Club, and Paso Robles Youth Quest will be presenting Ghost Stories, The Tale of La Llorona. The Haunted Maze will feature this ghost of Mexican folklore October 25th to the 31st, 5 to 8 p.m. at 1745 Spring Street across from Paso Market Walk. The maze's first hour is dedicated to all ages, with hours 2 and 3 focused on a scarier experience. Tickets are $7 for 10 and under and $10 for those 11 and older. The 27th branch of the Early Day Gas and Engine Tractor Association will be holding its third annual swap meet next Saturday, November 2nd from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pioneer Museum in Paso Robles. This event will feature the display, buying, and selling of early tractors, steam engines, industrial and farm equipment, and hit-and-miss gas engines. Here's Mike McKinney, president of the 27th branch of the association, on the kinds of machines that will be featured.
Some of the machines go back to the 1880s. Most of what we collect, I would say, would be between the 1880s to 1930s. The hit-and-miss engines were used prior to electricity being available in the rural areas. Pretty much every time you bring something out, you're going to have to work on it. Yeah, but they still run, and we enjoy doing it. This is more of a buy and sell event, but we are any one of us, there will always be anyone there selling would be definitely interested in explaining how we do it, what we do. It's one of those things that it just kind of grabs you at some point when you hear them run. They have a particular little sound that often grabs people's attention.
Admission to the event on November 2nd is free. The Paso Robles Engineering Division announced that work will be done at the corner of 10th and Pine Street. The cone zone will keep two-way traffic flowing at this corner, and access to private driveways will be maintained at all times. Some street parking spaces will be inaccessible. The Engineering Division says work will start today and is estimated to end November 15th. Work will go from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on working days. As the holiday season is coming up around the corner, the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office will be entering its 35th year of bicycle giveaways. Each year, the community's generosity helps the program promote the holiday spirit by giving away refurbished bicycles and new helmets to children in need in San Luis Obispo County. Individuals and businesses who wish to donate to children's bicycles or new helmets in their original packaging can bring them to any Sheriff's Office patrol stations or the Sheriff's Honor Farm located on Highway 1. Monetary donations in the form of checks are also accepted, sent to the Sheriff's Advisory Foundation. If you know a child up to 15 years of age in need of a bicycle, you can fill out a form and application at slowcountysheriff.org. Applications are due Thursday, November 21st. The bicycle giveaway will take place Thursday, December 12th, 2024 at 9 a.m. In sports, Major League Baseball, Game 1 of the 120th MLB World Series with the Dodgers and Yankees squaring off in Dodger Stadium starts tonight. Tomorrow will be Game 2. Monday starts Game 3 with the teams moving to Yankee Stadium. In the NFL, the Los Angeles Rams beat the Vikings 30-20. And for KPRL's triple header on Sunday the 27th, at 9:30 a.m. will be the Bears versus the Commanders, 1 p.m. the Raiders against the Chiefs, and at 4:30 p.m. will be the Cowboys versus the 49ers. In high school football, this week, Mission Prep will host the Paso Robles Bearcats, the Templeton Eagles will travel to Napomo, and Atascadero takes on Morro Bay. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California headline news. A Menendez brothers may be resentenced in their murder case. The request coming Thursday from the LA County District Attorney.
After a very careful review of all the arguments that were made for people on both sides of this equation, I came to a place where I believe there. Under the law, resentencing is appropriate.
DA George Gascon determining that evidence showing the brothers killed their parents in 1989 due to years of abuse should have been considered at the time and is being considered now. Salinas-based food supplier Taylor Farms implicated as the source for E. coli contaminated onions that made their way out of McDonald's Quarter Pounders, killing at least one person and sickening several others. Monterey County Agriculture Commissioner Juan Hidalgo.
It's a little bit surprising, I think, because I think we have a pretty solid food safety program. In the nation, and especially here in California.
Gas prices in the state averaging $4.60 a gallon, down 5 cents from last week, 12 from last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office...
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Barsos qualify for all incentives and programs. Financing through select lenders. On approved credit and on select new 24 Ram 1500s only. Discount offer on select new 24 Ram 1500 limited and Laramie models only. Example VIN number ending 184615. See dealer for details.
You've been waiting for low interest rates? How about 0.9 for 72? You want huge discounts? How does over $12,000 off a new Ram truck sound? Sean, details please.
Hi, it's Sean Kaler from Olehi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, during Ram Power Days, take up to $12,777 off new Ram 1500s. That's over $12,000 off the Ram truck you're looking for. Or take advantage of 0.9% financing for 72 months. These offers are absolutely for the public only, so please no dealers. Don't wait. Rams at these rates and prices won't last long. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Take up to $12,777 off new Ram 1500s or get 0.9% financing for 72 months during Ram Power Days going on now at Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We'll see you next to Lowe's in...
Cape Huron News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. The iconic monarch butterfly, famed for its vibrant orange and black wings, makes its annual stop along California's central coast this month to overwinter. This journey is part of a multi-generation migration that spans North America, with monarchs traveling as far as Mexico and Canada. But their numbers have dwindled. Chip Taylor, founding director of Monarch Watch, discussed how a potential action to list the monarch as threatened or endangered under the U.S. Endangered Species Act would affect California farmers and ranchers. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a collision with unknown injuries on Highway 41 near Kingsbury Road between Atascadero and Creston. CHP says one of the vehicles is abandoned. No further information is available at this time. CHP currently has a unit on the scene. The incident was first reported at about 6:51 this morning. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine mixed in tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy skies on Sunday, clearing up to sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday next week. Low 80s on Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, low 70s starting Tuesday going to Thursday, then 72 a week from today. Currently it is 39 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. Earnings are again coming in stronger than forecast. Colgate-Palmolive's quarter topped expectations. It sold more products, even though prices were higher, though the stock opened down 2%. Tapestry, parent of Coach and Capri, which makes the Michael Kors brand, say they will appeal a federal judge's ruling blocking their merger. Tapestry shares opened 10% higher, Capri down 45%. Deckers outdoor shares up nearly 11%. Sales of its Hoka shoes up 35% in the summer quarter from a year ago. Deckers quarter top forecast and also its raised estimates for the year. AutoNation says sales slumped in the summer quarter. AutoNation shares opened down 1%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jane Posella, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray. But we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJ-USD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJ-USD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at swing time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. Those were the words of Matt Pinion, who is running for re-election.
Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-577-5238. KPRL. Go, go, go.
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All right, a couple of things. Al will be in this afternoon. Open Mic Friday, 12:30 to 2. And also, we'd like to congratulate Tony Padilla. He was one of the qualifiers on trivia. Tony, you get the gift certificate from Joe's Place. We're located at 32nd and Oak. Always call ahead to the office at 238-1230. And make sure you're doing 25 miles an hour down Spring Street, because you don't want to get a ticket for going 26 miles an hour. Your insurance will go up. Hi, good morning.
Morning. Hi, Kevin, Chris. Last couple mornings, Chris has talked about the Central Coast Honor Flight And my father-in-law, who's a 94-year-old Korean War vet, lives in Atascadero. He applied to go on it on the trip in September, and it got canceled. And so luckily, the Kern County Honor Flight invited the 8 oldest veterans to go. And I got to be his guardian. We went back in October, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, to Washington, D.C. And I just wanted to encourage any veterans out there to apply to go. It's a fantastic experience. My father-in-law earned a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star while he was there in 1952 to 1953. And he felt very respected and felt like people appreciated his service so many years ago.
Did he have to be talked into going?
No, he got drafted.
What I'm referring to is on. Did he have to get talked into going on the flight?
Oh yeah, a little bit. His daughters, my wife and her sister, encouraged him to go, but he applied. Bear McGill got a hold of him, and he got accepted into the flight in September, and then he was really excited to go, and then it got canceled, and they said, well, we'll go in May. Well, he's 94. Who knows if he'll be here in May, but anyway, we got to go with Kern County, and it was fantastic. When we got back, we landed in Bakersfield, and there were probably 500 to 700 people there to greet us. It was amazing. Anyway, I encourage veterans to go. There were on our flight, there were 4 World War II vets, a 100-year-old man and a 99-year-old man, and then 8 Korean War vets, and then 80-something Vietnam vets. But it was a fantastic experience for him.
How about you?
Oh, it was great. I really loved it. I didn't serve in the military, but I appreciate our veterans, but it was just amazing. It was an amazing experience. We got to go to Arlington. We got to go to Congress. Vince Fong, who took Kevin McCarthy's place, had us go in there and spoke to us, answered questions. We got to go to all the monuments, and he got to go to the Korean War Wall and found the name of a friend of his that had died. But it was great. Great experience.
Arlington is an amazing place. You don't, I think when people, if they go there, which they should, I'm not sure you need to say anything. I just think if you look around at all those graves, I think it speaks volumes.
Really does. Yeah, it was amazing. We got to see the changing of the guard. It was just a great experience. Oh, by the way, Josh Oliver graduated in 2013. Chris, you graduated in 2017. That's the year I retired from Paso High. So, but yeah, he was on that last CIF football championship 2012
with
Josh Oliver and Bailey Gaither. They both went to San Jose State.
Yeah, Bailey had a couple of drops of coffee in the NFL, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in there for a bit, I think.
Well.
Anyway.
That's pretty neat, though, to see a local kid score a touchdown on national television.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yep.
Great family. They're our neighbors. So.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, I just encourage veterans to sign up for it. It's, he was nervous about some things, but it was so well organized and just a great experience. We went to every monument. Laid a wreath at all the different memorials, and he was on the front page of the Bakersfield Californian the next day after the flight, had an article about him. But it was just really a great experience.
I bet.
Made me appreciate those veterans.
Well, you know, not only that, but I think that if people go to Washington, D.C., and you know, because it's a small area, and you can see
right.
And you can see a lot. But also, I think it's a must from this standpoint. There's so much about America and our history to be grateful for when you're in that type of surrounding. It's pretty amazing.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, I'm glad he made it. Glad he had a good time, and thank you for sharing that.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Well, I think I need to bring up my Arlington story again. We went, I don't know, probably may have been about 10 or 11. We went back, did the sights, had to take in a ball game, of course. Went to Gettysburg and did that. So you go into Arlington and there's the, I don't know what you call it there, like the some kind of center. And there's a walkway to go out towards President Kennedy's grave. But inside there, there's a picture of JFK standing and he's looking down. And so as we're coming in, we noticed this crowd just like, oh, it's a picture. And there were some other pictures on the left and right, but this one was JFK, and he's standing there looking kind of somber and just looking down in the ground. Don't know what he's looking at. So we're kind of in the back of the line there this, looking at this, and Linda said to me, she goes, what do you think he's looking at it? And I said, Ted passed out drunk on the ground again. And a couple of people heard me, and they didn't appreciate the humor at all. But I made it out alive. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Chris. My husband and I are volunteers for Honor Flight. My husband has gone three times as a community guardian. That's if a veteran doesn't have a family member or friend to go along. He is available to go and go in someone else's place and take care of that vet on the trip. We are actively involved, and we will be at the Faces of Freedom on Veterans Day. We'll have our booth there, so if anybody just wants to stop and say hello, we'd love to talk to them. And thank you for the time.
All right. Also, there'll be material there for people to sign up and also for people to contribute to the cause so these people that serve can go back.
You betcha there will be.
Okay, well, good.
We're always prepared. We offer to help them with the applications if they're not computer savvy. So, yes, we provide a lot of assistance.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed day.
You too. All righty, folks, there we have it. Let's see here. All right. Again, from time to time, we like to have reminders on this this time I said television. You got to be kidding me. On the radio program, and I'm not going to tell you. I don't know who this person is, so I can't tell you. And I'm not going to tell you what year this is from unless it comes up in this. It's a few minutes long, but again, somewhat of a somber reminder for us and how fortunate we are to live in the United States and to be aware of the future and the past and the warnings. So, here you go.
The other day I heard someone say, you know, America is in real trouble. It's true. Old Glory has never fallen so close to the earth. Our embassies are being stoned. Our diplomats are often in fear for their lives. And we're involved in a half dozen nameless, winless conflicts, spilling American blood on foreign soil. Our young men are dying for ideals which don't seem to mean too much to Americans anymore. The truth is, America's real trouble doesn't lie in the rice paddies of Vietnam, in the masses of Red China, or in the diabolical intrigues to the south of us. The real trouble lies in the playgrounds of St. Louis, the hillside mansions of San Francisco, and in the slums of Chicago. The disease which is slowly eating away at the heart of America lives in the small southern towns, the fishing villages of New England, and in the hot, dusty streets of the Midwest. This is the age of the American cynic, the year of the unbeliever, the day of doubt. We've killed all the sacred cows and destroyed all the images, and there's nothing left to respect. Old-fashioned love of God, country and family is passé. We stare at our shoelaces when they play the national anthem. We wouldn't want to be seen at a political rally or a town hall meeting. And we don't want to be caught with our eyes closed during public prayers. We've decided the only way to get into public office is to buy it. Our heroes are the fast guys who get away with things. Patriotism, the old hand over the heart, flag-waving, singing patriotism, has been condemned. Think about this. Patriotism, when you tear away the fancy phrases and crepe paper, is plain and simple pride. It's a new car, prettier girl, bigger house sort of pride in country. Somewhere along the way, we've lost that pride. Our form of government is the same. We still say America stands for the same things. But next time you're at a party, ask someone to sing America with you and see what happens. The basic ideals and structure of America hasn't changed. We have you and me. Our enemies know it. They've seen the newsreels of the discontented marching around the Capitol. They've distorted and blown up our mistakes. They've been putting steel wedges in the cracks in our wall of solidarity. The new idea is, don't attack America. Wear it down gradually. It'll eventually fall under the weight of its own corruption. And did you know, it's working? This sneering complacency, once stamped out by the bloody feet of a tattered Continental Army in 1776, once drowned beneath the keel of the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor Bay, has risen again. This deadly let George do it attitude lights the way for the Viet Cong and the swampy jungles of Vietnam. This better red than dead cancer is more feared by the American soldier than all the communist mortar shells. It kills the vitality and spirit of America. Democracy is a frail and fragile instrument made of hope, prayer, and Yankee ingenuity. It is held together by 4th of July flag-waving patriotism, and we've almost exhausted our supply of it. Try this test. Lift your eyes to a flag, then sing out, as loud as you can, that old, outworn, antiquated freedom hymn you learned so many years ago. For Purple Mountain's majesty. If you feel a little pride welling up inside of you, if you feel a little mist in your eye, then thank God for you, mister. You're still an American.
America, America, God shed his grace on me.
That was from 1966. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The city of Atascadero and the Charles Paddock Zoo will be hosting the annual Zoo Boo tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 8:30 p.m. This spooktacular evening features Halloween-themed decorations throughout the zoo, carnival games, activities, tricks, treats, and more. Admission to the zoo is $16 for regular attendees, and ages 2 and under are free. The Paso Robles Engineering Division announced that work will be done at the corner of 10th and Pine Street in Paso Robles. Two-way traffic will be kept flowing at the corner, and access to private driveways will be maintained at all times. Work will start today and is estimated to end November 15th, and work will go from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. each working day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny and cloudy today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Closing arguments 11 days out.
I'm Bruce Springsteen, and I am here today to support Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for president.
As last night at the VP's Georgia rally, and today the promise of Beyonce and Willie Nelson at her Texas rally. Fox's Peter Ducey on the gender gap.
According to a Quinnipiac survey of Battleground, Michigan, women are breaking for Harris by 20 points. Men are breaking for Trump by 16 points. The VP claims she's not concerned about such a wide gender gap.
It's not what I see in terms of my rallies, in terms of the interactions I'm having with people.
Donald Trump hammering Harris in Arizona and Las Vegas rallies.
Further defeat inflation and bring back our economy, I will terminate Kamala's insane electric vehicle mandate.
While President Biden makes a third attempt to cancel some student loan debt, America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, this is Michael Fix the Roads Rivera. We have a choice. We can re-elect the same council members who refused to fix our bad roads and gave us paid parking. Or we can elect new people who will pave the roads, plan for growth, and curb negative outside influences. Friends, in Paso Robles, your vote still matters. Even if you have never voted before, you can still register and vote. It's not too late. I'm Michael Rivera, and I'm running to get Paso back on track.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael Rivera.
Well, if there's one thing we know, it's that life can get pretty busy. Throw you off your intended schedule. Well, not this week, though, because this week it's all about you earning entries to win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including a $100,000 cash grand prize at Chumash Casino Resort. Ooh-hoo. Drawings start at 2 p.m. this Sunday. 75 winners throughout the day. Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents the annual Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Trick or treat with downtown merchants and trunk or treat around the city park. Don't forget to take a picture with the witches. Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, turning out mostly sunny, mid-80s. Couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 50, mid-80s with some clouds and sunshine on your Saturday. Clouds 80 on Sunday, then sunny 70 Monday, Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down we go, 7:19 a.m., 6:16 p.m., it's 39. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on? Ooh.
community calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Now, once in a while throughout the year, Literacy for Life, they offer tutoring sessions aimed to help you learn and improve English skills such as speaking, writing, reading, or all of the above. Their tutors will work with you in a one-on-one to help you set and meet your own goals. And they do have, again, seminars for the tutors throughout the years. But if you'd like to find out more, it's literacyforlifeslow.org. Literacyforlifeslow.org. And remember, readers are leaders. Your Paso Robles Library, well, they're keeping up to date with all the technology to make things a little more convenient for you. They have an app which will replace the Black Gold app. And it is, let's see here, you can store a digital copy of library barcodes, save searches for later reference, keep a wish list of books to read, offer personalized browsing categories, and more. So find out more from your Paso Robles City Library. And do remember, the library is open Monday through Fridays, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 4. That's your Paso Robles City Library. Okay, community calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. Pretty darn simple. Bank on better. Moving up on 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Indeed. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yes, indeed. Local celebrities, Cody Rowe, Mary Blair, Vanessa Hurtler, Maria Sanders. Also, we have Christopher Nicholas, Vicky Combs, Deborah McNulty, Dwight and Julie Haynes, and let's see here. Let me see. She is away at college and will be turning in through the internet to hear her birthday announcement. If you don't mind, if you have the time, would you provide a little color with her announcement? She's 18 year today, a freshman at ASU in Tempe, Arizona, and an avid Trump supporter. Thank you, sir. A little light on the there, sir, and that's from Calvin, but it's a best big happy birthday to their 18-year-old, Marley Thompson. And Marley, I think your dad says, let me say, I think there's a PS here from Calvin Thompson. It says, P.S. Don't tell my daughter, since she's turning 18 today, we will be buying her a brand new Ferrari. Okay, well, that's nice. That's nice. So,
just don't tell her.
Yeah, well, it won't take long to drive down to Tempe in a Ferrari. So, and it's going to be in mega red. All right, well, happy birthday. Oh, I got other birthdays to do. What am I doing? I thought I was done. All right, let's see here. Tomorrow, Anthony Montgomery, Lily Sinclair, Ethan Lanzadel, Elijah Blythe, Anthony Robinson, Tony Gaspar, Judy Hatzman, Kurt Ligler, close enough, Eric Payton, Ron Payton, Jeffrey Weisinger, Hank Bassetti, and it just says Carl and Anita. Well, I guess we're just supposed to know who Carl and Anita are. Just throw that out there. Sunday's local celebrities, Laura Nugan, Michaela Nations, Melba McKenna, Heather Lundy, Bob Swatston, Ryan O'Mahony, Brandon Von Loon, Bert Baumgartner, Marjorie Hammond, First Lady of Paso Robles, Susie Grindley, Kathy Roy, Alan Shipman, Callaway Handley, Parker Handley, says Skip Carey. He was an announcer. Okay. Lori Stinchfield Jordan, and Justin and Lisa Lou Davis, and least and, well, they're last but not least, Tom and Beverly Lutz. So, happy birthday and happy anniversary to all. On my right-hand side, some people you may have remembered. Let's see here. Who are they? Oh, Johnny Strauss, Johann Strauss, the Waltz King. Chris, do you like waltz music?
Waltz music?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll answer. It stinks. Just one man's opinion. That's correct. 1825, 1899. Pablo Picasso, 1881-1973. Ah, yeah, Leo G. Carroll, pretty good actor, 1886-1972. Richard Byrd, that North Pole guy, 1888-1957. Howdy. Sarah Ophelia Coley, college graduate. Minnie Pearl. She's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. 1912-1996. Billy Barty, the comedian and actor, the little guy. 1924-2000. Earl Palmer, one of the great rock and roll drummers of all time. 1924-2008. Who did he play with? Well, who didn't he play with? Eddie Cochran, Ray Charles, Rick Nelson, Frank Sinatra, Little Richard, Fats Domino, everybody. That's just about everybody. From the Heath Brothers, I don't know who this guy, I'm not even bothered with that one. Who else do we have? This guy was cool. Tony Franciosa, he was in Name of the Game thing. 1928-2006, Happy Days, Marion Ross, 1928, Mrs. C. Also on the list, this guy was a really good basketball player, played with the Hawks and others, Zelmo Beatty, 1939, died in 2013. Speaking of basketball, the best basketball coach ever. That's right, I said it. Bobby Knight, 1940. Oh, boy. Helen Reddy, 1941-2020. John Anderson from Yes, song Roundabout, 1944. Well, speaking of this, Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band, Taffy Danoff, 1944. Another good basketball player, Dave Cowens, 1948. This guy, he's not going to the top of the list, but in high school, he was 64-0 in his matches. In college, he was 117-1. And as a coach, he won 15 national championships. Dan Gable, wrestler, 1948. Another one, great basketball player from the University of Kentucky and kind of a neighbor down the street from the quarterback Ken Anderson, Dan Issel, 1948. From Judas Priest, Glenn Tipton, 1948. John Matuszak, the Twos, 1950, played for the Raiders and others, 1989. Playing for Houston, who played with the Twos, Greg Stemmerich, 1951-2016. From Sawyer Brown Country Group, Mark Miller, 1958. Also on this, we have from Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad Smith, 1961. Melinda McGraw, the actress, 1968. Tracy Nelson, speaking of Rick, 1963. Samantha Bee, everybody's favorite comedian. My wife absolutely hates her. 1969. And another country singer, Cheryl Wright, 1970. And I believe that is, oh dear, Princess Elizabeth, 2001. Oh, well, New York Yankee, Juan Soto. It's his birthday today. He was born in 1998. All right, passing away, Vincent Price, 1993. Jack Bannon, he was in Lou Grant. He was the assistant director, or editor rather, 2017. Marcia Wallace from the Bob Newhart Show. She passed away in 2013. Bobby Riggs, tennis guy. 1995, and King of the Road, Roger Miller, 1992. Bill Graham, the concert promoter, 1991. Forrest Tucker from F Troop and others, 1986. And Albert Anastasia, he was assassinated on this day, you might say, in 1957. All right, the general, Bobby Knight, goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Atascadero Public Works announced the F-14 pavement resurfacing project will begin Monday, October 28th. Affected roadways will be parts of Capistrano Avenue, Del Rio Road, and San Andreas Avenue. Work is estimated to be completed in December. Hazmat crews were seen cleaning out an apartment unit earlier this week at 1040 Chestnut Street. Crews were cleaning a unit that was found to have 40 dead cats and 6 live cats inside earlier this year in August. The County Animal Services Agency is investigating this incident. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
3 national championships, couple of gold medals, also won a championship as a player. And all but 4 of his 4-year players completed their degrees. Nearly 80% of his players graduated. The NCAA figure is 42%. So 98% of his players that signed to play with him at IU got a degree. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.